The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I still would like to see Louisville get in there. You look at their resume, even beating UH tomorrow is not going to be what we thought it was.
What's their big accomplishment? It's Florida State.
How sexy is that?
It's not as good as it was. I mean, they did beat the hell out of them. Technically, they've got an SEC school left on their schedule. I mean, UH is better than most non-Power 5 games. I saw them struggle against Duke. I saw them struggle against Virginia. I saw them trail Wake Forest in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
What have they really done when you look at their resume? And I don't know. The Texans are boring to watch. I don't think it's necessarily J.J. Watt. His being gone is what makes them so boring. They're boring to watch because their offense is terrible.
It is hard to watch because they're just so inefficient on offense. It's not that the other team's defenses are playing great, but they're finding ways to win games. And man, when you look at statistics with this team, it's really hard to figure out how the hell they're 6-3.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we got, we'll have love advice coming up at 6:15, so if you want to get lined up for that, we'll give you a couple-minute warning. But the lines filled up last week, so might want to get on hold and wait. We'll see how this goes. One thing I kind of want to address, because people complain a lot,
of course,
in general, but that it's like, well, we don't get to listen to the whole show, and if you've already talked about it, why can't you talk about it again? One thing about this, we almost never hit a topic more than once in the show, and that's why we say podcast arena, but if you get the same question five or six times in a row and we tell you guys we've already answered it, you know, I get that you can't listen the whole 3 hours, but some of the stuff that you ask about was 2 minutes before, so you just missed it. But we're not going to – this is not going to be a show that goes back to redo topics all the time. So, sorry about that. Are you having internet problems over there?
No.
Okay. But – did you see the Chris Collinsworth? Yeah, this is one of those things. It's like my two of my least favorite people in the world probably are Chris Collinsworth and Bill Simmons.
I saw that. It's so great.
Yeah, and I think they're both. I guess what I find this funny is I think they're both kind of the same guy.
They're both smarmy.
Smarmy's a great word.
I mean,
insufferable.
Yeah.
Know-it-alls. Yeah. Well, as you might have heard, Bill Simmons is no longer with HBO. And so he tweeted out, somebody needs to gently break the news to Collinsworth that the Pats have a weak front seven, and that's why Seattle's O-line looks good. And basically his response was, which was deleted, which is, where the hell is it now? I can't find his response on here. This internet thing is locked up.
He said,
go ahead.
Basically, he said, I'm sure you'll go into it in depth on your hit show.
Yeah.
And that's a crushing blow.
Yeah.
That was the end of the conversation.
Yeah, pretty much. And then Collinsworth went back and deleted it.
Well, I wouldn't have deleted it.
No, me either.
But he got the point. And now everyone, it's spread around the internet. It's everywhere. It's not going away.
Yeah.
Delete it or not.
But, man, what the hell is going on here? I can't get... Yeah, it's basically...
Your internet sucks. What's going on with you?
I don't know. It's...
Is that your new computer?
Yeah, the computer's fine. It's...
All right.
I'm going to blame it on what's here, because it's been working fine all day at home. Yeah, he says, thanks, Bill. We'll look for you gently breaking it down on that hit show of yours. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. I'd like to see those two in a fight.
Give me Collinsworth.
Yeah, former athlete.
Yeah.
I'll make him minus 300 probably, yeah, since it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So I did have the well, let's talk about this first. Do you think it's the right move for the Rams to put Jared Goff in?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, at this point, your team is not going anywhere. You're not a playoff team, okay? It's not like you're numerically eliminated, mathematically eliminated from it, but that's not a playoff team. Everyone can basically tell that, except the one guy who called earlier today asking about it. So, what do? You see what you've got. It's a smart thing to do. Remember the other day when the Browns were playing? Were they playing the Ravens? I think that's what it was, the Thursday night game.
Yeah,
Browns were playing the Ravens, and Cody Kessler was in there, and it was like, I don't know, it was like 13-7 or something like that, and they pulled Kessler and put in McCown.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? You know what McCown is. You know you're not going to win with McCown now or long term. Why not let Kessler go out there and see if you've actually got something with the guy? And that's where I'm at with the Rams. You're not going to. Case Keenum is not going to take you to the promised land.
He is the lowest rated QBR guy in the league by far.
He has done nothing to warrant confidence in any way.
And
so
at this point, if Goff isn't ready to go out there and be better than that, you got bigger issues.
I mean, I looked at Goff as sort of a long-term project when they drafted him, but at this point, you've lost 4 of 5. The one that you just won, you won by a score of 9-6. Your offense is putrid. It's not going to get better with Case Keenum there. So at least just see what you've got with Goff. And obviously, you're not going to let, you know, the last 7 games of the season decide Jared Goff's future one way or the other. But if worst case scenario, next season, week 1, he's got 7 starts under his belt. That's kind of the whole idea, isn't it?
Well, and again, how much worse can he play than what Keenum has?
I don't know.
Even if he goes out and he plays like Brock Osweiler, your team's probably playing better. Because even Osweiler's been better than Keenum.
I mean,
which is not saying much.
And here's the other thing. Remember, the Rams now, their first and third round picks in this year's draft go to the Titans. So you're not going to get better through the draft. You need to figure out what you have with what's on your roster now, and that basically means with Jared Goff. You need to get him, you need to build some chemistry with him and those guys, because that is, if it's not your long-term future, he's your future for at least the next 3 years, and you need to figure out if he can play, and you need to get him accustomed to playing. You need to start his career.
And I don't understand why Jeff Fisher is untouchable.
I don't get it either.
He's just one of those guys. I don't think he's ever going to lose his job. So, Rick Porcello of the Boston Red Sox wins the American League Cy Young Award.
Yeah, not surprising even a little bit.
No.
Like, what do we have, 24 wins?
Yeah.
Something crazy, yeah, like that. I mean, had a fantastic season.
This just came from Kate Upton. Hey, MLB, at MLB, I thought I was the only person allowed to bleep Justin Verlander. What 2 writers didn't have him on the ballot?
Yeah, that's tough.
She's gonna come out and say her account was hacked.
I will say, no, I don't think she'll say her account was
hacked. No, that sounds like something she would say, actually.
And she's allowed to say it because it's not like Meiko Grimes. This is one of the rare instances where she's more famous than her husband. So she's allowed to say whatever she wants about it. If it were, you know, or I guess it's not, they're not married, huh?
I think they're engaged.
I don't know if that changes anything, but because she's more famous than him, I think she's allowed to be outspoken about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for someone to not have him on their ballot, that is a bit perplexing to me. He was clearly deserving to be one of the finalists, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have mattered if those 2 guys put him on the ballot. I'm sure that Rick Porcello still wins the AL Cy Young.
What are the odds with those draft picks that the Titans are the biggest contender in the AFC South over the next few years? I still think they need a real coach. I'm not a fan of the coaching staff. And I think what they've done this year has been pretty impressive. And if they draft well, I think they're going to continue to get better. I think they've got their quarterback. That's the main thing. They need some receivers. They've invested a lot in that offensive line. Just finally starting to pay off a little bit. Yep. They got a good defense. But, you still have to hit on those picks. And if they do, I like that team's future more than I like Jacksonville's future right now. Which, I know that Jacksonville was kind of the sexy, trendy pick here before the season. But if you gave me a choice on who would be a contender next year out of those two, I'm taking the Titans.
Yeah, I think wide receiver and secondary, that's where the Titans are going to focus their draft. And they'll, surprisingly, and this is maybe a good thing, they're going to be picking in the middle of the round.
Yeah.
And maybe for both picks. Because the Rams and the Titans themselves, neither one of them are going to be bad enough to have a top five pick. So you're gonna be picking like in that, I guess maybe high side eight to 18 range, two picks in there.
Yeah, I think the Rams are gonna be right in the middle. I think they're both gonna be right 16, 17 probably.
I think it's gonna be close to that. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trying to think what kind of wide receivers might be out there at that stage of the draft
haven't really even started looking at the draft yet. Oh, did you see that Leonard Fournette is kind of hinting that he might not come out?
I told you, it wouldn't surprise me.
No, and it wouldn't be a bad idea. He just says he's not ready to leave.
I would also think a lot of that depends on who's coaching him next year.
Yeah, and that may be a big factor. All right, let's go ahead and if you want to get in on the Pillow Talk segment, go ahead and get on hold now because
I want a chick to call today.
Yeah, and if you want, I want women to call. You can feel free to ask us anything. We'll do our best.
Yeah.
If we don't know what we're talking about, we'll tell you. We'll say, I can't help on that one. We had a couple of those last week.
No, I can help on anything. I know the answers to everything.
All right. Well, so AJ knows the answers to everything. So 713-780-3776, next segment. And women are welcome to call the show.
All right.
Including Kate Upton.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Window World. Energy bills, they're going up every single day. And every day, you're letting money fly out the window unless you have energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. You can get a premium quality, double-hung, double-pane window for just $189 any size. It comes with a lifetime transferable warranty in case you ever sell your house. And it includes glass breakage, which means if the lawnmower shoots a rock through the window, they'll come out and replace it for free. It's hard to beat that. What's the first step to reducing your energy bills? Call Window World of Houston to schedule your free written estimate. Absolutely no hassles or high pressure. It's a free estimate. They come out, they tell you what it'll take to get the job done. You like it? Cool. They'll get started. Most jobs take less than a day for them. If you don't like it, cool. They'll pack up and leave. 713-439-1172 for that free in-home estimate or go to windowworldhouston.com. Doors and siding are also available. It's Window World, simply the best for less. Dangerous, the things we do.
Under the influence, I got no defense. ESPN 97.5.
My Pillow presents. Here's your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and The Hoffman.
That's weird, too. I don't...
You don't like that?
You guys can't do anything right. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Arthur Joe and now The Hoffman. All right, if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. If you don't want to ask your question on air, you can text it to us. We'll do that. Can be anything. We're regarded to relationship advice or divorce advice. Or any of that
any
kind
of
stuff. Anything. Let's go with Kevin. He'll lead it off.
What's up? Hello?
Kevin, my advice is get a new phone.
And turn
your... Yes, I was wondering about money. Money is the biggest thing in a relationship. Do you have to let your woman know about every penny you make or every penny you got? Keep some from you. Thanks.
That's a tough call. The way my wife and I do it is, well, first of all, my wife doesn't make any money. But I honestly...
She buys cars, though.
Yeah. I don't really have, like, I don't know how much money comes into our house. Because I don't deal with anything money-related. It all depends on the situation. What I will say is I do have money in my my Five Dimes account or in my gambling accounts. That's my play money. And if I, you know, if I want to use that for whatever, I think I can. So I think it's important to have something. But, I mean, it also depends on your financial situation. Like, if you can't pay the light bill, but you're out at the club, I'm going to go, that's not a good move.
Yeah, I recommend that you guys, well, it's something you need to talk about and then come to something that works for both of you. In that, like, what we do is I have a separate account. She has a separate account. We have a monthly budget for everything that we need to pay for. And that comes out of both of our checks. And then the rest is our money to do with whatever we want. And, you know, if I want to gamble with it or whatever, that's my choice. And then any money that I win gambling, I put in savings. So we have a savings account as well that we kind of built together. But I have my own account for the, and I highly recommend that if you're going to do something like that, you just both agree to it ahead of time. And that way, if you want to, you know, you're not really hiding anything, but you kind of are. Like, she has no idea what I spend my money on, and I have no idea what she spends hers on, so it's fine. Actually, I do whenever she brings new crap home. But
so when you put that money in your savings account, is it for both of you guys to use?
Yes. And we use that to travel, and we're using it to buy a place here in the next couple months. So that's how we do it. Just got married 2 weeks ago. Any tips? Well, it should still all be great after 2 weeks.
Yeah. You got complaints already?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, keep enjoying it. At that stage, you guys should still be all over each other.
Yeah.
And if you're not...
Yeah, you made a mistake.
That's a different question. Yeah. Okay? I still want one female to call with a question.
Females don't want to hear from us about this kind of stuff, I don't think.
I think we can help. I do.
I think we could, too, but they don't want to hear it.
Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
By the way,
we're friendly.
It continued to get better. Kate Upton said he got less first place votes than Justin. You're the only idiot here, buddy. She said that. But anytime you call someone an idiot and you say you're the only idiot, only idiot here, it always looks awkward.
And John, I'm getting a lot of complaints about the stream, so we're obviously having some kind of problem in here. Roy, you're up next. What's up, Roy?
Hey, sports guys, sports.
Sports to you.
This isn't so much like a divorce question as it is with my baby mom. She, you know, I take care of my son most of the time, and she still pay child support, which is fine. I want to be my kid, but is there any way, would it be bad to hire such a posse, perhaps, to not so much hurt her, just threaten her into intimidating her to, here, stop taking so much. So I'm going to hang up and listen.
For child support?
Yeah. Do not hire a...
You should not hire a goon squad to come through and tell her to take less.
And I know some people. But no, you know what you need to do? If you really want to get that number down and you're taking care of your kid, it's real simple. You need to get a lawyer. And trust me, I've gone through these where I had a lawyer. And
don't be cheap when you get your lawyer.
No, because the reality is you need somebody who's going to go out there and really fight for you. So we have a lady. Is that correct, John?
Looks like it.
All right.
Oh, man.
Kate? Kate Upton, I hope.
Hi.
Hi, hey. Kate.
Hi, sports?
Sports to you.
Hi, I'm 23. I'm dating a 30-year-old, and I was just wondering, like, what y'all thought about that.
What do you look like?
What do I look like? I have short hair. I have a lip ring.
Hmm.
I have blue eyes.
Are you a 10?
Am I what?
Are you a 10?
I don't know.
Well, Donald Trump says it's almost impossible to be a 10 if you have small breasts.
I have decently sized breasts,
okay.
I guess.
The president says that maybe you are a 10. Why are you with an old guy?
I don't think he's old. He's only 30. idea.
Yeah, that's true. But why are you just? I mean, are you in school? What's your deal? You got a good job?
Yeah. I'm working on my master's degree. I finished my bachelor's degree, and I'm an artist. Okay, so as I was working on my art to go into art school, like master's for it, I met him, and he's really established. He has two kids. I'm kind of all over the place.
Does he make good money?
Yeah, he makes pretty decent money.
Yeah, you need to stay with this guy. I got to tell you, your master's in art, it's not going to get you too far in life. You need to hang on to someone who's a real earner. You need to get in this. So I say you marry him. Let him get you pregnant.
I don't know. I mean, it's an art history museum studies. I'm hoping to work in a gallery, I'd be making pretty decent money, I feel like.
I don't know. I think you have to be like a curator of a museum or something like that.
Well, that's what I want. That's why I'm getting my master's.
You're not going to get that with a lip ring. You can't do that job with a lip ring.
Okay, fine. What if I take out the lip ring?
I don't know. I that's a tough call. Or do you have blue hair or something like that? Green hair? Are you one of those art students?
No, I don't have. I have brown hair, like normal colored.
Okay.
Hair.
Well, maybe you can get that job, but still, just on the off chance you don't make it in life with an art degree, I suggest you hang on to this guy if he's a good earner.
Well, I would tell you that my double major is in botany, but I don't think you would care.
I can give you an answer.
This is why I couldn't vote for Bernie Sanders. He wants this girl to go to college and learn how to grow weed and go to and draw pictures.
What are you?
It's not just weed. It's all plants.
No, everybody knows how to grow plants. The only reason someone goes to school for botany is to grow their own weed.
What if I just like to make my own medicine? What is that?
That's weed.
Other besides weed.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't believe in other medicine besides weed. It's all a big scam by Big Pharma. If it's not weed, it's a scam. Kate, I don't think 7 years is too much of an age difference. I don't think that is that's necessarily bad. It's not too far off from my wife and my age difference. So I think I accept your relationship.
Oh, okay.
Well, there is a mathematical formula for this.
What is it?
You take your current age for the man, okay? You take his current age, divide it by 2, so that's 15, and then add 7. So it's perfectly acceptable. If that number comes out greater than your age, yeah, he's a little too old. But he comes out 1 year under, it's perfect. There you go. That's math. Math backs you up here.
Can he do it more than once a day?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, then he's all right.
Yeah. Winner.
Listen, a 22, 23-year-old girl needs it more than once a day when she wants it that way. Some guys get too old for that. So I think this is a good relationship, Kate. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Good luck at your museum.
Thanks.
All right. Let's talk to Jessica.
Well, she's not ready yet.
You also one day. Oh.
So
Kate wasn't ready.
No, you have to wait for the little check mark.
Oh.
Now, there you go. Now we can talk to Jessica.
Okay. Hello, Jessica. Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Hey, sports, you guys. So I just have a question. So me and my husband, we've been married for like 2 years now, and I'm just curious, at one point, can we do anal? Is that okay to do?
Yeah. Is it, he's not into it or you're not into it? Oh, Jessica hung up.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
Pretty much a week into the relationship.
Yeah. I like how the girl is asking that.
Yeah.
I'm sure her husband is the listener.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh. Yeah, that could be right. Well, either way, the answer is still the same. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
always. That took a left turn.
Well, took a turn right up the middle.
Exactly. Yeah, that one kind of snuck in the back door on us, but that's all right. All right, here's one from Andrew. Girl doesn't like receiving oral pleasure. How can I convince her to give it a chance?
If she doesn't like it, she doesn't like it. But it's probably because you're not good at it. Most girls I know, they don't complain about you going down on them unless you're not good at it.
Right. I'll give you the.
This is a.
I can give you some advice on this. It'll really help you.
Okay.
Not you. Him. There's an old Sam Kinison bit that you need to go and find about using the alphabet.
Okay.
While you're doing that. And it works. Trust me. You just start doing the alphabet and make sure you're hitting the right spot.
The very first video, porno video, that I came across in my childhood was a great film called The Fine Art of Cunnilingus. And even at my young age, I took this to heart, the moral of that story, of that porno story. And I got to tell you, it's the most important thing you can do as a man.
Oh, absolutely. And take pride in it.
Yes. You have to work hard for them if you want them to work hard for you.
Exactly.
And this is if she says she doesn't like it, you need to ask her, what can I do differently to make you enjoy it? Because when she says that, she's basically saying, you suck at giving me oral. Stop.
And
because it's making me feel really uncomfortable.
If you're really struggling that much, have her guide you where she wants you to go.
Don't be ashamed.
Yeah, it's nothing to be scared of. But try that alphabet thing. The Sam Kinison alphabet. Just look up on YouTube Sam Kinison's alphabet bit. It's very funny. It's also very true. Works like a charm. Guaranteed. Never had a single complaint. All right. Jong, how do you think that went?
It went pretty well. Took a weird turn Jessica.
But that's the kind of question that we'll answer.
Yeah. Oh, actually, look who's on the line.
Who?
Shrek.
Oh, well, we can't end the segment without talking to Shrek. And to Jessica's question, I think maybe by the fourth time you've slept with somebody, it's okay. Probably don't want to jump right into that right off the bat.
No.
But, yeah.
Unless you're never going to see him again or you paid for it.
Right. In that case, go right ahead. All right. Well, let's finish the segment with Shrek. What's up, Shrek?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're all right, man. How are you?
I had a quick question.
All right.
All right. I've been, like, brutally honest with you guys, like, from day one.
Yeah.
But if there's anything, like, I kind of wasn't 100% honest with you guys with that chick at work. I'm not, like, really, like, over her. But because of the promotion at work, I had no choice but to put her behind me. So in order for her to get over her, I started, like, smoking reefer with my friends, and I started drinking. And it's helping, but I ran into a crazy idea. I was looking at escorts on the internet, and I found a chick that kind of looked like her, and I'm wondering, should I go that route? Because not only I can get over her, and I could break virginity. I'll hang up and listen. Y'all take it easy.
Yeah, you need to find this chick that looks kind of like that girl, because that girl at your work is not going to have sex with you. So you move on from that.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with a little weed and a little alcohol. That's how I get over a lot of problems. But, yeah, I think at your stage, an escort's not a bad idea. Just use a condom.
Yeah.
Whatever you do. All right. I'll be expecting an update after that happens. Although.
Also, don't get arrested.
Yeah. And make sure. That's another thing. I don't know if you've been watching the news. But about once a week, you get a sting where somebody's escort service is getting busted and some poor guy is made the call for solicitation. I would make damn sure that I knew the people involved in this escort
Remember,
thing.
I always give people a tip on how to avoid. And this is the best advice I can ever give someone who's looking to get into a hooker. Always say, when you meet them, just say, you know what? I've decided I'm not looking for sex. I just want to go up to our room. And I want to take nude photos of you. A real hooker? Well, and it just say, I'll pay you the same money I would pay you for sex. I just want to take nude photos. A real hooker will take that money. That's an easy payday for a real hooker. A police officer will not take that money because she can't arrest you for it. And she would have nude photos taken of her. So there's no way a cop can do that. This is my way to skirt justice to make sure you're not buying a cop hooker.
Yeah, I'd be real careful with that. I don't want to say there's reputable escorts out there. It's probably the wrong word, but there's places that are out there that you can find and not have to worry about stuff like that. But it is against the law technically. You know what? You know what I would do? I know we're over here and we need to go to a break. I would get on a plane to Vegas, Shrek, where it's legal. I guarantee you're going to find a chick that looks like her in one of the brothels.
Yeah, or better looking than her.
Yeah, I would just do that. It'd be worth the trip. You'll have a story to tell. It'll be awesome. All right, we got to take a break. We're way over here. Thanks for participating, everybody. Jessica, I hope you enjoy your new experience.
Yep.
It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
That was Pillow Talk, presented by MyPillow. Visit MyPillow.com and use ESPN QB for a buy one, get one free deal. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the
place to lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior. ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Dude, that carrot cake smells so good.
I don't want to talk about it.
I already ate some. Still smells good.
I can't have any. I'm doing well. I got to stick with it. Couple of follow-ups here. Somebody said, my ex didn't like oral pleasure. She hated sex and wanted it over as quickly as possible. I'm glad she's an ex.
Well,
that's...
It's probably because you were a terrible sex partner.
It's possible. Sometimes they just lose interest, too. You're with somebody for a while, they're going to lose interest.
Not if you do that thing right.
I'm telling you. Giving you the advice there. That's what we did that whole segment for. Good-looking 25-year-old dude moved back home to go back to college and save money, but it seems impossible to date when girls find out I don't have my own place. It's like I immediately turn into Shrek. Let's not denigrate Shrek. Even though appearance-wise, I'm an 8 or 9.
Doesn't matter.
Any advice? It's an uphill battle to trying to bang chicks at your mom's place.
It is, absolutely. But, I mean, 25 years old, even, you know, I know you're trying to save money. That's when you make the sacrifice. Giving up your own place to save money, you also have to understand that your sex life is going way downhill. The one thing that I could say maybe would work for you is if you talk about your parents as your roommates, and maybe I don't know. I don't even know how you could do that. Yeah, it's going to be awkward. So you should just get a hotel room. Right?
Yeah, or...
Use some of your savings.
Hey, how about this?
Get a hotel room.
How about this? Dude, find girls where you can go on the road. You can go to their place.
Yeah.
I know it's not ideal, but...
Yeah, most chicks don't like to go back to their place, though. They don't want a dude that they just met going back to their place.
Well, if you haven't just met her, though, if you've gone out a couple times.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, once a girl finds out that a 25-year-old lives with his parents, they're probably not going on, like, second and third dates.
No, probably not.
This is just going to be an awkward, tough time in life for you. But you're handsome. You'll get over it.
Yeah, you're just going to have to roll with it.
Or just, you know, find someone who's only interested in having sex and then get a hotel room.
Kind of like what Shrek's looking at.
Right.
Either that or get a sex robot once they become available. All right, John, do we go to break here since we went so far over?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. All right, well, guys, I want to tell you about Houston Can Academy. Terrific place that takes in kids that have dropped out of other schools, and they give them a second chance. A lot of these are good kids, man, that just had bad situations, and Houston Can Academy worked around them, gave them that opportunity, and they took advantage of it. And so many of them go on and do great things in our community. And these are people that would have never had that opportunity without Houston Can Academies. Who knows where they'd be without them? And that's why more than ever they need your donation. And a lot of Blitzers have been stepping up and appreciate you guys so much. But this is just a win-win-win for everybody. If you've got a vehicle that's not running anymore or it's been sitting out in your yard, you don't know what to do with it, maybe the floods got into it, it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It could be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV. And if you can hear my voice, it doesn't matter where you are, they will come and tow it free of charge. You can be over in Lake Charles right now. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork for you, and your donation is tax deductible. So if you're thinking about trading it in, or you were thinking about fixing it up and you're just not going to get around to it, well, get that tax deduction. You're going to need that at the end of the year. So you're going to get rid of something you're not using anymore. You're going to get a tax deduction. You're going to do a good thing to help somebody. And if you donate today, how about this? Tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. So give them a call. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Welcome to Whataburger. Today we're cooking the sweet and spicy bacon burger.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Two beef patties, American cheese, Monterey Jack cheese, bacon, grilled onions, the sweet and spicy pepper sauce.
Sweet in the front and then the spicy in the back. I like it. I like it a lot.
It's like a perfect balance, and then that bacon right there, it adds crunchiness.
I'd get back in line and get another one, I'll tell you that much.
Sweet spicy bacon burger. Come down to Whataburger. It's only here for a limited time.
At Texas Mattress Makers, it's a month of savings at Black Friday prices. Beat the rush and save on handcrafted mattresses with a luxury, comfortable, plush feel. You'll get deep sleep throughout the night, wake up ready for a busy day without ever being disturbed by your other half. King-size sets are only $399. Read more about the benefits of sleeping on these kinds of coils at TexasMattressMakers.com. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation, corner of Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. Texas Mattress Makers.
Houston, Texas, John Clay Wolf here, owner of GiveMeTheVIN.com. Man, we've bought a lot of cars from you guys. Yes, you can go to a website and sell your car. We will come to your house with a check in hand. We will email you offers. We will negotiate with email. We don't bug you. We're not pushy. We just want to buy cars. CarMax, Texas Direct, those guys don't scare me, dude. I beat them all the time. Just go to GiveMeTheVIN, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Hey, Houston, this is Keith here from Papa John's, and I love basketball. And do you know who my favorite basketball player is? It's Mr. James Harden. That's right. I love James, and he loves Papa John's probably almost as much as I do. And every time James plays on Wednesdays, you get 50% off your pizza order. All you got to do is go to PapaJohns.com, type in the word Harden. That's right. Type in the word Harden, PapaJohns.com, get half off your pizza order every Wednesday that James plays. So don't forget, it's the Harden special at Papa John's. Basketball!
The wait is over, Houston. Dick's Sporting Goods, Field & Stream, and Golf Galaxy are now open.
It was worth the wait.
It's nice to have a better choice.
Love the prices.
They've got what the pros use.
Get more of the latest gear from the best brands. More for every sport you play. More for women. More for golf. And the great outdoors. All at Dick's Sporting Goods in Willowbrook, the Woodlands, Humble, and Sugarland. Plus, Dick's Field & Stream and Golf Galaxy under one roof in Katy and Friendswood.
I'm glad I don't have to wait anymore.
But it was worth it.
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I-45, the North Freeway, southbound at Ritchie. There's an accident in a right lane. There's also an accident out on the West Sam, northbound at Fallbrook. And crews are still trying to clear a problem off 59, the Southwest Freeway, southbound at Beechnut. Save money by replacing your aluminum or wooden windows. Houston is choosing Window World, where you get the best for less. For a free estimate, visit windowworldhouston.com. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Man Centers, changing the men's health conversation. Women have OB-GYNs, men trust Man Centers.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends over at Dirt Free. That's right, Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing it for a long time. As you know, they've been cleaning your carpets. They clean anything you've got. Anything you've got, they can clean it. The upholstery, it's the holiday time, so people, you're going to have people over. You're going to want your upholstered dining room chairs cleaned before you have all the people over. They can do it all. They'll clean your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. The other guys are leaving behind that water, that soapy residue, the unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not happening with Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. These guys are using powerful engines to create high pressure steam made from their patented super water, not toxic soaps, and they've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do three rooms of carpet for just $99.95. And they're going to throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281 Dirt Free. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet. Kick it!
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 and 9 p.m.
Here's Bolaños against Gonzalez. Near post, header, goal! The U.S. defense victimized again. Bolaños to Venegas and the Ticos in front. Nice from Salvatierra, and it's now 3v3. Ruiz attacking from an angle. Jones comes back, ball in for Bolaños, and he beats Kazan for two. A giveaway in the midfield. The Ticos strike twice. An unwillingness to lose as Campbell just dances around Brooks into the box and tucks it in unguarded. The United States being ripped apart. Costa Rica now up by three. Lifted through and onside Campbell again, looking for four. He's got it. And Costa Rica now up by four.
And we're back. The Blitz is coming to Saloon Door Brewing in Webster tomorrow. Join us as we broadcast live from the brewery beginning at 4. Stay and watch the Houston-Louisville game on the big screen at 7. And Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7 o'clock. And very happy to have Glenn with us here for the last segment because I wanted to talk about this game last night, which in the grand scheme of qualifying, because of the way it's set up, it's not that big of a deal, but they got their butts whipped last night, man. That was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, I think it was. I don't think there's any question. You know, everybody's calling for the head of Jurgen Klinsmann now. I think it's asking real questions of the U.S. Soccer Federation. And I don't see enough pushed. Listen, I think Klinsmann's got to go. I don't think there's any question.
Well, you haven't been high on him from the beginning.
But I also think there's a level of accountability on the players. They didn't play for the shirt last night. They didn't play for the crest. They didn't play for the U.S. I think everybody saw that. So there is some player accountability as well. But, yeah, I think it was an ultimate disaster down there. I mean, guys didn't even look like they were ready to play.
Who's the guy if Klinsmann's not the guy? Is there someone out there that you covet?
Well, if I were to pick somebody here in Major League Soccer who knows the American player, it would be Oscar Perea up in Dallas, who's a Colombian but has played here forever, knows the youth system, has worked with a lot of younger players, I think understands the American player in the context of Major League Soccer, which a lot of those players make up the U.S. roster or a percentage of them.
We were talking off air, and you were talking about how athletic the U.S. team is, but I mean, how many players do they have that are really top-level players that could play in the Premier League or in Bundesliga?
Well, they have a 17-year-old now who I think the team is going to be built around in the future named Christian Pusilic, who plays for Dortmund in Germany in front of 60,000 people every weekend. Liverpool's trying to get him, apparently. I think everybody understands he's going to be a big piece of the future. I don't think the question is as much athletically as it is soccer acumen, technically. I mean, every time we play Mexico, whether it was 20 years ago or now, it's always, well, what are we going to do to bridge the gap of how good they are technically? In other words, the fundamentals of the game, if we were to say it was an American game, right? Their control, their ability to beat people off the dribble, you know, all of that. And generally it's through tactics. It's through sheer effort. It's through commitment. It's through emotional control. That's how we try to narrow that gap. And ultimately, a lot of this also comes down to the immaturity of the youth development system in this country. It's very different than around the world, and that's going to need time to mature, in fact, if it's done right.
Well, so a 17-year-old is going to be your best player. What good does that do you now if he's –
Well, he's actually the best. He was the best player last night for the U.S. So that says something in this moment. I mean, obviously the U.S. was missing Clint Dempsey, Jeff Cameron, two big pieces. But I just think there's been so much inconsistency with Jurgen Klinsmann through tactics, through use of personnel, through defining roles for people. And I think it's very difficult when you come in and you're preparing for 3 days to play these international games.
Well, I'm just kind of curious about this because it seems like every tournament, and even going back to the last round of qualifying where they got off to the terrible start, and it's like, oh, my God, they might not even make it to the next round, and then they turned it around and they're fine.
Right.
It seemed to happen a couple of times with him. Is it a matter of them – is the tinkering designed to get them to finish stronger? Is that the idea, or is it just
– No, the tinkering, I think, is just – I think it's – to me, it's overcoaching. It's overthinking it sometimes. Look, I think when he was hired, I was all for it because I thought we needed somebody outside of the American vein, a guy that won a World Cup as a player who has been successful at these high levels that we've never had as a coach here. Why not try it? We needed it. We got a bit stale. But His game is worn old. He has been woefully inconsistent. And, you know, it's just this up and down roller coaster ride. You know, and there are people on the radio today saying, well, it doesn't matter. The U.S. is going to qualify anyway. Well, you just got it handed to you by the two teams in CONCACAF now that you used to sort of reign over. So there is a slide, there is a decline, and there are problems. And there's a lot of big decisions to be made, I think, here in the future.
Is Klinsmann, I mean, would you expect to see him go now? Or is
I think any other country in the world. Out? Yeah, I think, AJ, in any other country in the world, he would be gone. I'm not sure, based on the way U.S. soccer does things, you know. I mean, U.S. soccer is first and foremost a money-making organization. So do they want to double down and have to pay somebody else and pay him off to the tune of $10 million or whatever it is? What I don't understand is how they gave him an extension and a contract before the last World Cup. That, to me, was mind-blowing. And you handed the keys to the car again without sort of doing a synopsis of what the World Cup was. And I don't mean just getting out of your group. Did you see growth as a soccer team in this country in how they're playing and definition of a purpose of play and things like that?
And as far as qualifying goes, because there's six teams in the hexagonal, mm-hmm. three of them advance, and the fourth one plays a team from Asia to get in, right? So really, you just have to be better than Trinidad and Tobago and Honduras.
Yeah.
Do you think they are?
Not right now, no. I don't think they are right now. And I think everybody says, well, all they need is 15 points in their you know, next eight games. That's winning five games or some combination of that, and they're through. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be sitting around talking like that after these two performances and players that don't look like they're playing for a coach. It's obvious, I think, before this that the locker room is a little bit stretched. And I also think there's a level of entitlement with some of these players, too, now that we do see around the world. I don't think it's all on the coach, but I think a lot of it is.
That's that Euro mentality, man. That's what it is. All right, Glenn Davis, who will be doing Soccer Matters here in just a few minutes, and you can call in, chat with him about all of that. Get your thoughts. I know he loves to hear them. Glenn, appreciate it, man. Good
Guys,
stuff, buddy.
Thank you for the roll into the show, and we're looking for some fiery comments.
Have a good show.
All righty. That's going to wrap it up for What Are the Odds Wednesday. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Yeah, okay job, me. We'll try it again tomorrow. We'll be down at Saloon Door Brewery in Webster. Come hang out if you're down south. Good beer, good times. Till then, stay sports, you bitches. Slay.